So, welcome everyone. I'm sorry that I didn't put the verse on the board, but it's two verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, that I would like to read. One moment, please. I'm sorry. This is from the 15th chapter of Madhya Lila, text 162 and 63. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Veta Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Veta Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. So I hope we attracted enough mercy to have a good class, good attention for this important topic by singing this wonderful song. I will just read the translation and the verses and purport myself. Jivere dukha dekhi mora ridaya bidare sava jivere papa prabhu deha mori shire. Translation: My Lord, my heart breaks to see the sufferings of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head. Jivira papa lanya muni karon naraka boga sakara jivira prabhu gucha bhavaruga. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. Purport: Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives the following commentary on this verse. In the Western countries, Christians believe that Lord Jesus Christ, their spiritual master, appeared in order to eradicate all the sins of his disciples. To this end, Lord Jesus Christ appeared and disappeared. Here, however, we find Sri Vasudev Datta Thakur and Srila Haridas Thakur to be many millions of times more advanced than even Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ relieved only his followers from all sinful reactions, but Vasudev Datta is here prepared to accept the sins of everyone in the universe. So the comparative position of Vasudev Datta is millions of times better than that of Lord Jesus Christ. A Vaishnava is so liberal that he is prepared to risk everything to rescue the conditioned souls from material existence. Srila Vasudev Datta Thakur is universal love itself, for he was willing to sacrifice everything and fully engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. Srila Vasudev Datta knew very well that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the original personality of Godhead, transcendence itself, above the material conception of illusion and Maya. Lord Jesus Christ certainly finished the sinful reactions of his followers by his mercy, but that does not mean he completely delivered them from the pangs of material existence. A person may be relieved from sins once, but it is a practice among Christians to confess sins and yet commit them again. By getting freed from sins and again engaging in them, one cannot attain freedom from the pangs of material existence. A diseased person may go to a physician for relief, but after he leaves the hospital, he may again be infected due to his unclean habits. Thus material existence continues. Srila Vasudev Datta wanted to completely relieve the conditioned souls from material existence so that they would no longer have an opportunity to commit sinful acts. This is the significant difference between Srila Vasudev Datta and Lord Jesus Christ. It is a great offense to receive pardon for sins and then commit the same sins again. Such an offense is more dangerous than the sinful activity itself. Vasudev Datta was so liberal that he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to transfer all offenses and activity upon him so the conditioned souls would be purified and go back home, back to Godhead. This prayer was certainly without duplicity. Vasudev Datta's example is unique, not only within this world, but within the universe. It is beyond the conception of fruitive actors or the speculation of mundane philosophers. Due to being illusioned by the external energy and due to a poor fund of knowledge, people tend to envy one another. Because of this, they are entangled in fruitive activity, and they try to escape this fruitive activity by mental speculation. Consequently, neither karmis nor jnanis are purified. In the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, they are kukamis and kujnanis, bad fruitive actors and bad speculators. The Mayavadis and Kamis should therefore turn their attention to the magnanimous Vasudev Datta, who wanted to suffer for others in a hellish condition. No one should consider Vasudev Datta a mundane philanthropist or welfare worker, nor was he interested in merging into the Brahman effulgence or in gaining material honor or reputation. He was far, far above philanthropists, philosophers, and fruitive actors. He was the most exalted personality to ever show mercy to the conditioned souls. This is not an exaggeration of his transcendental qualities. It is perfectly true. Actually, there cannot be any comparison to Vasudev Datta. As the perfect Vaishnava, he was paradukha-dukhe, very much aggrieved to see others suffer. The entire world is purified simply by the appearance of such a great devotee. Indeed, by his transcendental presence, the whole world is glorified, and all conditioned souls are also glorified. As Narottam Das Thakur confirms, Vasudev Datta is the ideal devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gurangira Sangigane Nitya Siddhakarimane Seyaya Vrajendra Sutta Pasha. One who executes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission must be considered eternally liberated. He is a transcendental person and does not belong to this material world. Such a devotee engaging in the deliverance of the total population is as magnanimous as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prima Pradaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gohati Se Namaha. Such a personality factually represents Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because his heart is always filled with compassion for all conditioned souls. So I read again the verse. My Lord, my heart breaks to see the sufferings of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head. My dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. Okay, so His Holiness Yajnananda Maharaj requested me to speak on these four different qualities. And so before going a little bit more into these role models, as we heard here, Vasudev Datta, who stands supremely for the role model of magnanimity, because he was ready to suffer hellish condition, birth after birth, eternally, basically, but to get all the conditioned souls of the universe liberated. Can you imagine this kind of magnanimity? It's really amazing. And so then, therefore, I would like to read something from Sasvarup Maharaj Goswami's book, Vaishnava Behavior and the 26 Qualities of a Devotee, where he gives some explanations and definitions about these different characteristics. I will start with merciful. Merciful means to be the well-wisher of all living entities. And He says that this is not only theoretical, but it means to treat all other beings in such a way that they actually gain the ultimate benefit. That means to get out of the material entanglement. So not only theoretically, you know, have some good feeling to somebody, but also to act accordingly. Maharaj continues to say, we may think, yes, Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada can be merciful. Or here also Vasudev Datta, right? We can think, yes, they can be, but you know, what about me? But how can I be merciful? The answer is that by serving the merciful great soul and by serving his cause, we can act mercifully on his order. That is, so to say, we share in the merciful mission, in the distribution of the mercy of the Mahatmas, of the great souls. So in this way we can also participate, even though we may feel unqualified. And, you know, we just follow the instructions that are left behind by the previous acharyas, and then we will be eternally happy situated. Very easy for us and also for others. Because then, as we heard yesterday, once you're full of this Krishna consciousness, compassion and everything, and you know you're happy in Krishna consciousness, it flows over and it spills over and you want to distribute it, right? So, but there's also two kinds of mercifulness. One could say, okay, the Christianity, Christian people, they usually are also merciful, right? They also have this example of the merciful Samaritan who was there helping this person from another nationality, basically. And this kind of help is that is merely concerned with the body and mind of the person, because this is temporary relief only, is not the supreme welfare activity, is not the supreme mercy. But by actually distributing this Krishna consciousness knowledge, or being engaged in the mission of the previous acharyas, we can act on a spiritual platform of mercifulness, which is even better. So then the next quality Maharaj explains is magnanimous. And in the dictionary there's one definition, somebody who is noble of mind and spirit, generous in forgiving, above revenge or resentment, unselfish and gracious. It comes from the Latin magnanimus, great-souled. So one could say Mahatma, if I translate it directly. So Srila Rupa Goswami, in his prayer to Lord Chaitanya that we just heard, he glorifies Lord Chaitanya also as the most magnanimous personality. So why is that? Lord Chaitanya, he appeared to give the most superior of all gifts freely to everybody who would like to take it, who has just a little bit faith in the process. You know, this is the only thing we need to pay. And then Lord Chaitanya is distributing love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, something that was never there before. You know, you could say it's very prominent, even nowadays still we can see that there's so many impersonalist conceptions about God. You know, universal love or justice or something. Or also if you go a little bit more the Vedantic way, Brahmavadis are there, Mayavadis. But even when we go to the Vaishnava Sampradayas, when we look within the other Sampradayas that are there, they don't have necessarily that most sublime, and the knowledge of the most sublime mellow of the conjugal love that you can have with Lord Krishna, the supreme absolute truth, the Parabrahman, who's beyond conception. You can have a direct relationship with him of loving exchange, like a lover and a beloved. Very, very sweet. Could you have ever thought of this before? I don't know, for me it was really striking. And this was also how I came to Krishna consciousness from Christianity. But this is another topic. But for me this was really inspiring to read when I read Srila Prabhupada's books, because somebody mercifully distributed one book to me, or two books actually. And Srila Prabhupada, He clearly explained, you know, how one can have this loving exchange with God, with Krishna. And he's a person. And before I didn't know anything about God, you know. Okay, I thought, yeah, one should have a reverential mood and respect, awe and reverence. But this is not actually love. It's some different taste, isn't it? Yeah. So I was really upset about that. And then prayed to Lord Jesus Christ. And then finally, by the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ, I came to the devotees. And, you know, got to learn about and also been a message to the Prabhupada, to his books, got to learn about Krishna Prema, at least theoretically, and the process of how to attain it. So then we have the another quality of compassion. And then the nectar of devotion, His Holiness Satvarupa Maharaj describes that it is mentioned a definition, a person who is unable to bear another's distress is called compassionate. And we can see this very nice in the example that Vasudev Datta was giving in this verse too. Not only that he was magnanimous, but he was practically unable to bear the suffering of others, and Lord Chaitanya as well. Therefore, he Lord Chaitanya founded this this mission, right? He entrusted it to Srila Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, and to all the six Goswamis and others to spread it all over the world. So the Goswamis, they could write literatures and do so many things, sing songs, and not only benefit the present, at their time, present population, but also the future generations who would come. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is also so much stressing this aspect of Krishna consciousness, right? To somehow distribute books, print books and distribute books. Okay, I'll come back a little bit later to something related. So then, or maybe I can say it now also. By distributing books, let's say like this, the practical application of doing compassionate work in Krishna consciousness, Maharaj says, is this fear principle that Srila Prabhupada gave us. He said, preaching is the essence, right? Then purity is the force. Books are the basis and utility is the principle. But Maharaj points out that, everybody knows that preaching is the essence. You know, we should pass on, we should share Krishna consciousness with others, and in this way we can even increase our happiness. But he says that there's some very important thing to recognize. It's not only that, I can behave as I want or something and just, you know, distribute the books, you know. One may also distribute books in a materialistic way, because one has some good relationship, one is easy of making contacts with others, or so has a sympathetic nature or something. So this can be also an advantage in distributing books. But Srila Prabhupada here says, what is actually the driving force behind the preaching is purity. When we somehow or other develop this purity internally and externally, but mainly of course internally, then we will feel this drive, this energy that will push us to let's share it with others in some way or another, right? Whether we make a guiding tour here in the castle, we work in the goshala, and we invite others, volunteers, to milk the cows, and you know, this is such a nice project here, and there's so much mercy being distributed. So, but all depends upon maintaining purity. So then the last quality is performing welfare work for everyone. And we can see that Krishna consciousness is the prime example maybe for that, because it is universally applicable in all times and circumstances for all people of all castes, all genders, and is completely unlimited, right? So this is one aspect of it. Another thing is that in Krishna consciousness, by following one's prescribed duties of vana and ashrama, and also one's spiritual duties by serving the spiritual master's instructions, one automatically comes to develop this compassionate nature, merciful nature. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadadevi, Shri Shri Jagannath, Shri Shri Gonitai Ki, Jai. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 22, text 35, it is mentioned that it is the duty of every being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. Isn't that interesting? I find it quite an intense statement. Should I read it again? Yeah? Super. Thank you. So it is the duty of every being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. So this is some very practical hint how we can actually engage in this welfare activity, right? Whether one is a grihastha, one can invite others to make home programs, or whether one is brahmachari, one can distribute the knowledge, the books of Srila Prabhupada or the holy name, and utilize his words in the mission. So, in this, Srila Satsvarupa Maharaj explains that Srila Prabhupada is the supreme role model in this application of paraupakara. He says that because previously Srila Prabhupada, before Srila Prabhupada, Krishna consciousness did not really come outside of India. I mean, there were some attempts, but it was not really properly established, right? It was not so successful. And then, when Srila Prabhupada came, he brought Krishna consciousness out of India and gave it even to the mlechas and yavanas, which actually is, although it was very much criticized by many Indians and even his godbrothers, but which is exactly following the line of Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya also, he made Srila Haridas Thakur the Namacharya, who was from a Muslim family. So we can see that this is... Srila Prabhupada is so empowered because he's really following that line. Of course, there are also other role models, for example, Haridas Thakur. We know the story of Maya Devi when she came and tempted him in the form of a prostitute. Haridas Thakur, he gave some excuse, you know, not to enjoy with her. Of course, he was not interested in, but he wanted to keep her in a place, right, to purify her by chanting the holy names. And then after a couple of days, finally, she also somehow started to chant and, you know, accepted the process. And then she finally fell at the lotus feet of Srila Haridas Thakur and said that, actually, I came here to make you fall down. I'm really sorry about it. And then Haridas Thakur, he revealed his mentality of welfare work for her. He said that, actually, I know, I knew it before, but I just stayed to benefit you. So, and then, on the spot, she also became a sadhvi and started chanting and was very well renowned, actually. Another example that we can have as a role model is also Srila Vyasadev, who not only divided the Veda, but also he compiled a Mahabharata, which is also... known as the fifth Veda, and this particularly to enable the fallen or less intelligent people of this Kali age, Kali Yuga, to attain life's ultimate goal. Because usually the less intelligent people, as it's referred to in this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.4, 25-26, are women, Shudras, and the friends of the twice born, Brahma Bandhus, for example, that are just born in the family but did not develop the qualities. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport to these verses, he explains that generally such less intelligent people that are not properly received by the Gabadhan Samskara, obviously they have a little bit not so good start in the material world, but it's no problem. I mean, they can still nonetheless continue and become Krishna conscious. But they have more a taste for hearing narrations or being entertained, right? Some drama or something, and not so much about studying Vedanta and, you know, so these things. Okay, so this was a little bit about the definition of the qualities, so that we can have some understanding of what these things actually mean. Now I want to come back. And read something, some small passages that I copy-pasted. I hope this is okay. We sang in the beginning this song, and Srila Prabhupada, in a purport to 351 in the CC, says, this verse reveals the significance of Lord Chaitanya's appearance as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of all the fallen souls. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. O my Lord, you appeared just to deliver all the fallen souls. Usamapatita Prabhu Napai Bihara. And among all fallen souls, I am the lowest. How Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking about the deliverance of the fallen souls is shown by the statement of E Dukkha Apara. This is Lord Chaitanya's words, and they mean, it is my great unhappiness. This statement indicates that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself, is always very unhappy to see the fallen souls in the material world. Therefore, he himself comes as he is, or he comes as a devotee in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver love of Krishna directly to the fallen souls. So this is one thing that I wanted to read. And then there's also an example of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, who of course is Vasudev Datta. So we can very nicely see when we hear the next two verses and a little bit from the purport, that the same mood is revealed as in the beginning, in the opening verses that I was reading. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj says, "O best of the great personalities," he's praying to Lord Nrisimhadev, "O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies, and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them." And then Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport to this verse how the entire world is trying to everybody is trying to live happily in this world, to make the world a sukhalayam, a place of happiness. But actually, they do not know, Srila Prabhupada says, that this is not possible, because anyway, everybody has his karma, his portion of happiness and distress right from the beginning. And the only solution how to get out of it is actually bhakti, bhakti yoga. Therefore, it's important that we distribute this knowledge. And first of all, become pure ourselves. So then, in the next verse, Sri Prahlad Maharaj says, "My dear Lord Nrisimhadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or to the forest to meditate with vows of silence, Maunavrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet." So now, since we heard a little bit about the different qualities and the different role models that are given in our tradition, but also in Shastra, a few were Lord Chaitanya, Vasudev Datta, Haridas Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj, or also Srila Vyasadev. Now I would like to make some pair work, a little bit something interactive. Actually, it's not exactly my, you know, I'm just following the outline of Maharaj, Yananda Maharaj. And the first task would be to identify some challenges, three challenges one has in developing these qualities: magnanimity, mercy, performance of welfare work, and compassion. So kindly group together in two people, and then you have 5 minutes to reveal your mind confidentially and to share these things. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I just want to say, if you did not yet share, only one person, please switch now. Thank you. Hare Krishna, please come to a close. Thank you very much for this wonderful and lively discussion. Now I would like to see if somebody wants to share his insights with all of us. I would like to hear at least three challenges that we face in becoming, developing these qualities. Mm-hmm. So having the focus. So do you mean to say, okay, sometimes we are just too much concerned about our own selfish vision, and we are not exactly conscious about what is happening around us, and particularly how this is related to Krishna consciousness. We're just too much in our movie, kind of entangled. So also a lack of enthusiasm, basically one could say. Lack of enthusiasm too for preaching. Okay, when okay, so then being too much entangled in ignorance. Can we say it like that? To cook it down. Somebody else? Yeah? Oh, you're not applying the knowledge. Yeah. Oh, so lack of culture, actually. Yeah. It just stays in the head. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. It's a wonderful point. Yes? So why not? What is blocking? Yeah, so enviousness, another obstacle. Thank you very much. Okay, Yadurani Mataji. Me. You're already a little bit ahead. The next thing I want to do, but thank you very much. Actually, if I'm correct, I sense some similar issue was already there, that by identifying ourselves as the doer, being too much in our movie or our bodily concept of life, then we kind of interrupt the flow of compassion that comes from Lord Chaitanya, right? And through the parampara. Okay, thank you very much. I want to stop here. Your point, I hope you don't mind. Now, Yadurani Mataji very nicely brought us to the second exercise, which will be again in group work. And maybe we can switch the partners to make it a little bit more lively. And please identify two actions. Actually, this is about action plan, what we can do to overcome these things. At least two actions I want to know. Everybody of us should know these two things he can do to overcome these things. How do we deal with overcoming these challenges? So please discuss now. Okay, the question is, please identify at least two actions that you can do to overcome these challenges that you meet in developing the qualities. Is it clear? Thank you. If you did not yet switch, please do it now. Some difficulty or? Please kindly come to close. So now I would like to see if there's some voluntary contributions to help us all understand how one can overcome some challenges one meets in one's life. Yes, please, Avala Mataji. Isn't that actually also one of the loving exchanges between the devotees? So it's also devotional service, to reveal one's mind in confidence and to inquire confidentially. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, please, Annika. Could you help me to understand, or us to understand, what do you mean by impersonalist? For example, some example that you have. Are you saying that basically by being self-centered, this is impersonal? And seeing oneself to be cut off from others and not being interested in them. Yeah, thank you. Wonderful. Yeah, Mahalakshmi, please. Thank you very much. Such a nice point. That to understand that Lord Chaitanya, Srimati Radharani, Krishna, all of them are persons, it's not something theoretical, and they are still there, available, right? Srila Prabhupada also. Oh, Guru Maharaj, and you know. And by taking their association, we become more purified and thus be able to relate better to others. Thank you very much. Very enlightening for myself. I would like to look a little bit, yeah, on this side. Actually, this is related to one important thing that I also wanted to mention initially, but I skipped for some reason, that we are also following these four regulative principles, and we don't eat meat, eggs, these things, right, fish. So why? This is also related to mercy. If you do these things, we kill the natural aptitude of the heart to be merciful and compassionate to others. Did you mean to say that? Okay, but can you help us by giving one example how you, to cook it down, you know, how you act more on the level of the soul and thus act on the level of mercifulness? Wonderful. That's something very practical, isn't it? Because we are speaking about the highest philosophy and theology here, how to love Krishna, but how can we recognize that somebody develops this? By looking at these things, how we actually behave toward others. How do we act towards others? Do we treat them as part and parcel of Krishna or impersonal, as we heard before, you know, and not seeing them related? So thank you very much. Very practical application. Something else?
Yeah. I think that glorifying and looking at other devotees that like manifest these qualities, and to glorify them and talk about them, you know, one will automatically get the propensity to want to copy them.
Yeah. 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 Very nice, thank you. Jamashtami Prabhu, may I ask you, because you also have a kind of leading role, how do you express your, how do you overcome this obstacle and challenges in developing this good qualities? Do you have some example you want to share?
Thank you.
ね。Yeah, thank you very much. Very interesting point. If you don't mind, I would like to relate one analogy. That's what Swarup Maharaj Prabhupada he gave in his book. He said something similar. Just by engaging in the activity, even though you may not feel completely from your heart, you know, this overwhelming compassion or something, but still by engaging in it, one nonetheless develops it. He gives the example that a medician on the battlefield is engaged in the menial task of bandaging the wounded people. And he may lack a deep feeling of mercy, but he is merciful nonetheless because his work is a mercy mission. So even though we may not completely feel overwhelmed and full of mercy and compassion and really be inspired to go out and distribute books, maybe we always felt more like, okay, this is really purifying me. But nonetheless, you know, one just does it. Then at one point, as you say, because we are doing this on behalf of the Guru Parampara, on behalf of Lord Chaitanya and ultimately Srimati Radharani, who is the mercy manifestation of the Lord personified, in one sense. So then she will bless us, right? Everybody will bless us, the Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, and we also have this happiness in our side, in ourselves. And then by getting this higher taste, we can more and more get away from the selfish, self-centered perspective and really care more for others, because then we want to give. So thank you very much for all your nice contributions. Would you be interested to hear some 3-4 minutes, a little bit more, some small passages that I found as a nice close to the class? Yeah. Otherwise, you may feel free to leave. Otherwise, I don't want to bind you. But for me, this is very inspiring, and I just want to share it. So in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:21-31. In the purport Srila Prabhupada, he writes, a person in Krishna consciousness, a devotee of the Lord, is always compassionate. He is not satisfied that only he himself is a devotee, but he tries to distribute the knowledge of the devotional service to everyone. There are many devotees of the Lord who faced many risks in distributing the devotional service of the Lord to people in general. That should be done. It is also said that a person who goes to the temple of the Lord and worships with great devotion, but who does not show sympathy to people in general or show respect to others, is considered to be a third-class devotee. The second-class devotee is he who is merciful and compassionate to the fallen souls. The second-class devotee is always cognizant of his position as an eternal servant of the Lord. He therefore makes friendships with the devotees of the Lord, acts compassionately toward the general public in teaching them devotional service, and refuses to cooperate or associate with non-devotees. As long as one is not compassionate to people in general, in his devotional service to the Lord, he is a third-class devotee. And then this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, most probably all of you know, 3:25-21, Tatikshavakarunika surida savadehinam ajata shatra vashanta sarava sadhu bhushana. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful, he abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. A sadhu, this is in the purport, a sadhu is, as described above, is a devotee of the Lord. His concern, therefore, is to enlighten people in devotional service to the Lord. That is his mercy. He knows that without devotional service to the Lord, human life is spoiled. So he is not satisfied only with his own liberation. He always thinks about others. He is the most compassionate personality towards all fallen souls. One of his qualifications, therefore, is Karunika, great mercy to the fallen souls. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam 4:6-49, purport Srila Prabhupada explains, a Vaishnava should take care of those who are bewildered by this Maya, instead of becoming angry with them. Because without a Vaishnava's mercy, they have no way to get out of the clutches of Maya. Those who have been condemned by Maya are rescued by the mercy of the devotees. Then we have this nice mantra, Vanchakai Patarupyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They are just like desire trees who can fulfill the desires of everyone, and they are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Those who are under the influence of the illusory energy are attracted to fruitive activities. But as a Vaishnava preacher attracts the hearts to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And then the last inspirational verse for today, I hope everybody likes to carry it with him in the day, from Bhagavad Gita, 3:21. The Bhakti Shastra students may like it and know it. Yat yat acha tishishtas tatate vitaro janaha sayapamanam kurute lokas tadanuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So, I'd like to sum up again and finish, conclude this class. So we heard, by the mercy of His Holiness Yadananda Maharaj, who made me, who gave me his lesson outline and made me, empowered me to speak here, about the different Vaishnava qualities and behavior that are mercy, magnanimity, performance of welfare work for everyone, and compassion. First of all, we looked on the meaning of what does it actually mean to have these qualities. We understand this, hopefully. Then to familiarize us with the role models, Vasudev Datta, Sri Prahlad Maharaj, Sri Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, Sri Vyasadev, we had so many who always act in that way and who we can take as ideals to follow. And then we explored some challenges we meet in the developing of these qualities and how to overcome these. I hope you enjoyed the class and got some inspiration to share maybe more with others, because this loving exchange is really nice, isn't it? Grantrata Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shrimad Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Bol.